B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. And just a few minutes from now, we'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000, which would be a great way to kick off your week. But first, we got to talk about Love Island.
This week, a hot new bombshell enters the villa.
And she's going to be broke.
Yeah, so the Love Island finale was yesterday.
Okay.
And the whole thing about Love Island is that the prize is $100,000. And on the last episode, the winners, they give them an envelope and one person wins $100,000, the other one doesn't.
Okay.
But the one that wins gets to choose whether or not they want to split it with their love.
Oh.
Like, did they find love?
So they can keep the $100,000 or they can split it.
Correct.
Hmm.
Last night.
Might be abandoning that person that I just spent all these weeks.
For real. Last night, Bryce and Trinity won the actual competition,
sure.
But they decided to split the $100,000. Now, what a lot of people are thinking is, how much money do they actually take home?
Yeah.
And depending on what state you live and the federal and state taxes, they both walked away with $24,000 to $26,000.
Oh, wow. So what sounds like $100,000 big prize ends up being a very small amount. Well, not very small amount of money.
Don't get me wrong. I would never say no to 26K.
But when you think of these things, you're like, oh man, this is life changing. It may not change your life. In
right.
2026 to win $24,000.
Last year, the girl that won, she actually got $5,000 less than even the $26,000 jackpot because she lived in New York.
Right.
And so taxes are that much higher.
Yeah.
So she made $20,000.
Damn. See, I think I'd be like, cool, I guess I'll pay off my car.
Yeah. You couldn't even buy a car with that nowadays.
You could take, you know, maybe you could take a couple of weeks off from work or, you know, take a nice little vacation or something.
Yeah.
But, damn. That's so interesting because you see it and you're like, oh, $100,000 is what I'm going to end up winning. But you don't.
No,
yeah.
You don't. So before you go on a reality TV show, you might want to double, triple think all of that. But shout out to Trinity and Bryce. They were always my favorite couple.
And were they?
Probably the only healthy couple.
Okay. All right. I like that. Well, congrats to them. Another thing that happened this weekend was the World Naked Bike Ride happened right here in downtown Chicago. And what's funny about the World Naked Bike Ride is there are always people who did not know it was going to happen. And there's a lot of reels I've seen where people are like, what the hell? And it's actually like, it's your level of comfort, right? Like,
right.
You don't have to be butt naked necessarily.
Bare as you dare was what they were saying.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are in like Speedos or underwear. And then there are people who go all the way and are like, hey, twig and berries out and about.
Yep.
One thing that they say, though, is you can ride a divvy bike for the Chicago World Naked Bike Ride. They say that if you plan to participate, make sure to bring disinfectant wipes to clean off your saddle.
Ew.
So just a PSA, if you use a divvy bike between now and anytime soon, maybe bring a Clorox wipe.
Yeah, because there was for sure bare booty on that.
Yeah, because we don't know. I mean, they didn't have any pockets to keep their wipes in. So.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. So, they have no pockets because they're naked.
Yeah, so I don't trust that they all wipe them down after the fact.
No.
Before or after the fact.
And the thing is, I'm not judging them. Have fun.
Yeah.
But like, yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Your butt's,
yuck for the next person.
Yeah, your butt's on a divvy bike seat. Yeah. But yeah, apparently it came and went, and I saw some pictures and video. I didn't see anything egregious in what I saw, but they did the thing. Good for them and all their confidence.
I feel like if I worked in, because it starts in Fulton Market, I feel like if I worked in Fulton Market, every year I'd forget. Every year I'd be like, oh, there it is.
There's all
there they
people.
Are. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla. Let's hopefully give somebody $1,000 today. 877-591-9696. We're going to put you against Carla. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more correct than she does, then you win those $1,000. Here's the thing, though. If it's a tie, then Carla gets it.
Yeah, sorry. It's called Can't Crush Carla, not Can't Tie with Carla sometimes.
Yeah. again, 877-591-9696. We need a contestant for Can't Crush Carla, and we'll play that next on Chicago's B96.